Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Chihuahua Love. I'm your host, Ken, and this is Season 2, Episode 2. So, I'm going to follow up on what I discussed last time about Duke's health, and just to recap, he has this mass that developed at part of his anus and also to the right side, the base of his tail. And the other day we had the surgeon look at it, and it wasn't really encouraging news that he had. He was very concerned of how large it was and how deep it goes, and that before any kind of surgery would be done, he wants to have a sonogram and x-ray done on the rest of Duke's body to see if there's any masses elsewhere, because in his opinion, if there is, there really is no point to doing surgery at all, which basically says that you know, Duke's situation wouldn't be fixable, to put it mildly. So that wasn't happy news. It was depressing. And he gave me an estimate of what the surgery would be if they were to perform it. Excuse me. And the estimate ran between $3,600 and $3,900. So that's quite a bit of money. And given the current economic situation that a lot of people are in, and, you know, given our economic situation with other things that we've had to deal with, it's going to be a real challenge to figure out where that money's going to come from. But, you know, we have to take it one day at a time and see what the preliminary tests reveal, and go from there. So, you know, with Duke, basically, I had bought him as a puppy over 10 years ago as a companion for my mother, who was at the end stage of colon cancer, something to help her with having some happiness. So she obviously passed in 2010, and to me, Duke is like an extension of her life. So the thought of losing him now is just like losing what's left of, you know, my mother. In addition to that, about 2 years ago, we had lost our other dog, Haley, to pretty much old age. She had developed cancer. She was alive for 17 and a half years. So that was devastating, you know, and putting her down and witnessing that whole thing was just a horror show. So I have to put Duke down. I just couldn't be in the room and watch it happen. It would just be too crushing for me. But in any event, we may be getting ahead of ourselves. Hopefully that route does not have to be taken, and your thoughts and prayers will help. If you want to leave a message to me, you're more than welcome to. Also, as far as the cost of the medical procedures, we would be very happy if we got donations, whatever you could give, to help with those costs, to help offset those costs. So let's hope that things go the best case scenario, not the worst. But I appreciate everybody who tunes in and listens to this podcast. And I know everyone here has a love for not just Chihuahuas, but for all dogs and all animals that we take into our lives, and they become part of our family. And what happens to them has a great emotional impact on us. So I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate that anything that you can donate to this situation. And I'll see you, talk to you next week, hopefully with an update from the additional tests that they want to do. All right, so take care, be well, and love you, Chihuahua.